Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Robin.
Thanks for listening to
Marriage and Us.
Each week, we will talk about real-life topics
that couples experience in everyday married life.
So, let's get to today's episode. Hello, everybody.
Hey there.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Here we are.
Here we are in the podcast corner.
Yeah.
Haven't said that in a while.
Or have we?
I don't think so. We kind of left that one slide, I think, the last three or four episodes. So that's kind of the nickname that you gave it, the podcast corner. I know we say it every time, but it is summer.
Yeah, it's still hot.
We had lots of rain in Nashville. Not sure where you're listening to, but we had lots of rain. And so it's been quite interesting. We're very excited. When this podcast airs, we will actually be going on vacation this upcoming week.
I don't know if you should be saying that. They say that you shouldn't tell people when you're going on vacation because that lets robbers know you're not at home.
Well, but I mean, who's going to rob us? I'm not very necessarily concerned. I don't think.
Maybe some of our friends?
Well, then we need to get new friends if we're worried about
family?
them robbing us.
I think my sister's been planning to rob us for a long time, but it's just we're always here.
Maybe your sister and my sister have come up with a get us out of the country. But we'll be, we're excited. We'll be in Cancun for a week. So we're excited about that time to.
It sound like you said weeks. No,
just a week. Yeah, exactly. We'll be there a week and we're excited about that.
Oh.
Speaking of thankfulness and gratitude.
Yeah.
We wanted to kind of go back and look at that today. I want to pose a question for you.
Okay.
So what if we saw thankfulness and gratitude as a way to connect rather than an obligation?
Oh, that's good.
Well, what made me think of that is something you said as we were getting ready for the podcast of how, again, we've touched on this in previous episodes about generational habits,
mm-hmm.
how we learn to argue, how we learn to communicate through our parents or those that raised us. And you said something very interesting about how that is relate to us a lot of times as kids.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about that for a second?
I was thinking about my earliest memories of saying thank you, and that's kind of where my mind went.
Thank you, please.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the words please. You know, it all starts in childhood. You know, you're taught right away, say thank you, you know, or if I wanted something, can I please have that? You know, so please and thank you were words that you were taught as a child to say because that's what you say.
Sure. And there's value.
And there's absolute value in it, right? But it's more, it was, for all of us, it was more of like a conditioning.
Okay.
You know? In other words, you need to say thank you. And if you didn't say thank you,
you
got in trouble.
Yeah.
Right? Like your grandmother gives you a gift that
gives you a quarter.
Yeah, right.
Here's a quarter.
And, you know, what is it your parent was, you know, be sure, did you say thank you? And if you didn't say thank you as soon as you got to the car, I cannot believe you didn't say thank you to your grandmother after she gave you that quarter.
Right.
You know, so.
Inflation, it would probably be a $5 bill
Lord,
now.
Nashville's but 10. I mean, a 10 bucks might get you a Coke. I don't know. But those words were taught to us without much reason other than that's what you should say.
That's
what a good kid says,
right?
And so I'm thinking as adults, there even could be a little bit of a rub when, you know, when we're talking about gratitude and thankfulness. Who knows? I mean, there might be this little bit of like why do I need to say thank you?
Why? Exactly.
You know, why? I talk about how you make breakfast for me. You've done that for years. And that I really enjoy saying thank you. But, you know, if I got to a place where it's like, well, I guess I need to say thank you again.
Rob he made me breakfast.
He made me another egg. Okay, thanks again. You know, it wouldn't carry the same value. It wouldn't.
Well, there's a genuineness, and I've said this before when I talk to other people, that I sense from you,
mm-hmm.
it never feels rehearsed there, it feels that it comes from your heart. No matter how many times you have said it to me,
yes.
every time you say it, it feels fresh and it feels new for that day.
Yes, because I think my mind goes to what would it feel like, what would it be like if you didn't take that minute, those few minutes to do that for me? My morning would be very different. I'd have to carve out more time because now I need to hurry up and, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And because I need to eat breakfast before we leave for work.
Right.
And you know, so there is this really sweet spot in my heart for the fact that when you take time to do that, it gives me more time.
Right.
And I actually get to enjoy the morning a little more. So it goes way beyond like you just fixed an egg for me, like we're joking. You know,
right.
it means so much more.
Right. Because the point of that is that could come across as you're listening to this, a very small thing, but it's actually a very big thing. Because again, that goes back to the question I just put out there. What if thankfulness and gratitude was a way to connect versus an obligation?
Right.
And I think retraining our minds, our feelings, our thoughts about what those two words mean to marriage.
Right.
From what they were in childhood.
Right. There was no heart connect as kids.
Absolutely.
Like when you just said that, it made me think, oh, that was a total mindset to say thank you. There was no heartfelt anything because you, as a kid, you don't, you know, you're just not even going.
I mean, for
there,
some
right?
of us that are listening to this, you got in trouble. You got punished or
right.
whatever the case may be.
So. And gratitude and in thankfulness, like I said, when there is meaning and when you think about it from your heart versus your head, it just means more. Rob and I like to watch this show Alone, and it's on what channel is it on? I don't even know. It's on the cable network,
A&E, Discovery,
something
one of
like
those
that.
Two.
So
we'll
some
take
of
endorsements
you guys,
from either one of them.
Yeah, so. Some of you guys may have watched it. You know, so the whole concept it's really about these guys that are these men and women that are survivalists, and they basically take them. A lot of it's filmed in Canada. And they take them to these very rural, heavily wooded areas, and they just drop them basically off, and
right.
they get to bring like 10 items with them,
items,
something like that. But they have to create some form of housing for themselves while they're there, and they have to hunt, and I mean, they have to do everything,
right?
I mean, it's like being a settler back in the West where you just didn't have anything other than your own wits about you to
right.
create life.
And your survival skills.
Yeah. So we watch this show and it's really interesting. And one thing that I notice is when these people are hunting and they usually drop them off like in the fall going in the winter. So hunting gets scarce the longer they're there.
Right.
And when they haven't eaten for 2 or 3 days and they catch a fish
or
they shoot a bird with a bow and arrow, whatever
right. –
there's this gratitude and this thankfulness that sometimes they even get a little emotional with
sure.
it because they haven't eaten for a few days. And so I really, because I love
history. I mean,
history,
some of it can be 10, 12 days before
sure.
they get to eat.
And I love history. And you know, you really think of our country and where we are now. I mean, everything is at our fingertips.
Mm.
You know, the little garden I grow out back, you know, and our poor okra has not done very well this year.
Let's not talk about
wah, right? I wish we had the music, but
yeah, I know.
You know, but I can run up here to Publix that's less than a mile away from my house and get all the okra
I
want.
I won't, right?
But for farmers or people back in the olden days, you know, when that crop meant everything to you, if you caught something and got to eat, there was this thankfulness and gratitude that was just enormous, right?
Exactly.
And, you know, when you think about those type of things,
well,
I'm just kind of painting a picture, in other words,
that
thankfulness to
that
those.
Thankfulness and that gratitude, and you see that, like, when they catch a fish or they get something to eat, what it does to them mentally, to their heart, to their emotions, it helps them keep going.
Right.
Because most of the time, what we've observed with this particular show is sometimes it's not the starvation, it's the lack of connection.
Mm-hmm.
It's that lack of, you'll hear them say, I miss my wife, I miss my husband, I miss my kids. And that ability, so they try to find things to be thankful for. And when that frustration kicks in, that's most of the time when they tap out and they go home because they just emotionally, most of the time it's emotional rather than it is physical that takes mm-hmm. them out of the competition.
Yeah. So,
and
so we're going to say, why are we talking about
yeah.
all this?
So
right?
it's the same thing again. I've said it twice, but I want to say it again. What if we saw thankfulness and gratitude as a way to connect rather than an obligation, which goes to what I mentioned. I read this just recently, understanding the power of every day being new in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you become complacent or mundane, we've touched on those words before. One of our favorite words that we've said in multiple episodes is curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
That ability to stay curious in your marriage. I have some statistics that I looked at that right now the national average length of marriage is 8.2 years.
Wow.
8.2. And I think from our coaching and counseling that we've done over the years, we see that in that 5 to 8 range where the bumps in the road seem to become the biggest. And if you're listening to this today and you're in that category, it is important to continually remind yourself about the word curiosity, continually staying thankful and staying in a position of gratitude in your heart towards your spouse. Now, the flip side, which we're excited about, over 30 years,
mm-hmm.
the statistics of divorce just drop down to less than 1% out of 1,000.
Wow.
And because I think that's important, again, as we've said multiple times, going back to what you just said a second ago, the breakfast. Many times what we've observed in a relationship or in marriage, what seems to be the smallest or the simplest things are actually some of the largest.
Yes.
And that ability for me to say I love you every day, to have some connection with you every day, to have that ability to know that you're thinking about me, those are, a lot of couples have a tendency to steer away from those things. Again, as we touched on a couple previous episodes, of the busyness of life when that kicks in.
Yes. So I'm, you know, I'm kind of thinking as you're talking, you know, ways to practically,
okay.
in a practical way, apply some exercises, maybe okay. might be a good word, to our lives, the lives of married people, to practice gratitude.
Right.
You know, what do you think? Do you think if you maybe like did a little exercise of maybe 3 things, you know,
well,
that you're thankful for that, you know, your spouse, your partner brings to your life.
Well, what if we even, let's make it simple. What if I'd say 5, let's say 5, because I like that number. Let's say during the day, I don't care if you create a checklist. I don't care if you put something on your phone, write it on a piece of paper, that you became aware that 5 times during that day, you found some way to be grateful and thankful and tell your spouse that. Whether it's a text, whether it's a phone call, whether it's something in the morning, whatever the case, whatever, mm-hmm. however you want to put those together. And again, think about it. We're saying 5 times. That's a very small number.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the intentionality is what I hear you saying of choosing to do that 3 to 5 times during the day. I'm intentional with letting my spouse know that I'm grateful for them. And it could be, I mean, like in the morning, we I know, again, we're strange, and we own that. We're not the same car. Some of you, what we're about to say is going to like going, we can never do that. You know, we've been able to ride together to work for 33 years of marriage.
Right, just own one vehicle.
We've owned one, not carpool. The same vehicle. It's not 33 years old. It's not the
right.
same. But
right, different vehicles, but we've always ridden together.
Right.
And carpooled.
Yeah, so for us, that time in the morning is wonderful. You know, we'll pray over each other. We'll bless each other's day. Maybe something we talked about from the previous day that was a little bit of a struggle. We'll take a moment and say, Lord, we just come to you right now and pray over this situation that's happening at work, or whatever the case may be. So that for us, that's a mm-hmm. great time. But we still, you know, at least I'd say at least three. We'll send a text or something comes up we think is funny. I know, again,
three times, you mean?
At least 3 times. There's a crazy cat video.
What is it about cat videos?
I know we have become obsessed with cat videos, them playing the piano. asking for their food. And you can laugh at us. It's okay. We laugh at ourselves. But, you know, we'll send each other. And again, that's just letting our, you know, that we want to share a moment.
Yes.
With
the person that we love, that we're thinking about you in that moment. And it doesn't even have to be like, oh, I just love you. I love you. You know, it's like, it can be like, hey, check out this cat video.
Can we go back to the other one? I want you to say it that way every time too. I love you. I love you.
You
sound like
a
like an old black and white movie or something. I love it.
Oh, and you know what I'm thinking too? I don't know if you guys are having fun. We're having a good time with each other, but I was thinking not only is it like practicing gratitude and thankfulness to say, like, I'm thinking about like the practical things, like I'm thankful that Rob fixes the bed in the morning when I don't have time or, you know what I'm saying?
And like, you say thank you to me for that. Hey, like when you go get ready, no matter where I'm in the house, you'll go, hey, thanks for making the bed.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like a simple thank you, but I'm acknowledging, hey, I know you took a minute to do that.
Yes.
And guys out there, let me tell you, if your wives are, you know, just doing things like that every day for you to say to them, like, let's say you have a wife that always fixes the bed and you don't fix the bed because you don't even have to.
But I know,
honestly,
but come on,
do you want to really touch your wife's heart? You say, hey, I really appreciate it when you make the bed up so pretty with your 25 throw pillows.
That you just read my mind. That is most men's biggest fears,
right?
Is that
getting
we don't
those pillows right. We only have one throw pillow, so I make
you.
It
I
very
you.
Simple. But I thought about two, but I don't want to get crazy.
But there are some men out there like going, my gosh, we have 20 throw pillows on our bed, and if I don't get them, so
the pillow industry has made a fortune off of us.
But my encouragement is, and we've said this so many times before, wives, if your husband does that and it's not exactly the way you do it, you have to choose in that moment to still stay thankful.
Yes.
Now, if you want to go back in there and readjust them to your liking, that's okay. But don't say to your spouse, your husband, hey, you didn't put the pillows on here right.
I'm going to challenge what you just said, though.
Okay.
I'm going to say, even if they didn't put the pillows right, hey, guys, Don't even go back and rearrange the pillows for that day. It's one day, and they took the time to do it.
Some women have just had to pull the car over right now.
I know,
now.
Right?
They're trying
Sorry,
to process.
And I'm not trying to blow your minds, but what I'm saying is, because sometimes when you go back then and rearrange them, what it can say, even in an unspoken way, is, oh, you still didn't do it right.
Right. That
so
was
what
my
I'm
point.
Saying, okay, and I'll use, and we've used this example maybe before on a podcast. We definitely do it when we meet with couples. So, and I know, like all women or all, if you're like a person who's really into towels, okay, and folding towels,
right?
I will say I learned how to fold towels because that was a chore growing up. My mom had a certain way she folded towels. Now, the way I fold towels, and I think a lot of people fold, well, a lot of women especially fold towels like this, you know, like you fold the towel in half and then you fold it over one more time, or sort of now it's in. And it's in a fourth kind of way, and it's long and narrow. And then you do this little trifold method where it's like you fold in on one side, fold in on the other, and now it's sort of like a trifold kind of stacked fluffy towel. I don't know if I explained that, but I know most of you, if you fold towels like this.
Is there a YouTube video for this that men could watch?
Oh, there's way more complicated ways, like rolling in tubes and all. I'm like, who has the time to do this? But anyway— So that's the way I fold towels, okay? But when Rob decides to do the towels for me, he just folds them in fourths, like folds it in half, folds it one more time, and then just puts it in there. Now, this towel is way bigger than the towels that I fold. But let me tell you, when I open that closet and see those towels that he has folded, and I know he's folded them because they're different, it touches my heart, and I don't want to go back in there and refold the towels, because you know what? When I look at those towels the way he folded them, it says love to me, because he took a few minutes to do that, and that's something that typically I would be the one folding towels, and it means something to me. So that's what I'm saying. The practical things, definitely a lot of gratitude when your husband, you know, is helping you out, and maybe he does it a little differently than you, I challenge you, just let him do it the way he's doing it, because he's just being a good partner. And that means a lot.
Because I will say this, and this is a very interesting connection, but romance and intimacy can be connected by towels, whether you realize it or not. It's these small things, again, you know, especially for those couples.
Explain that a little further.
Well, what I mean by that is, again, when going back to what I said, when you have that ability to do something for your spouse, and then it is received with thank you versus criticism or correction or you didn't do it right, over time, if that continues, that affects every part of your life, how you relate to your spouse, how you speak to your spouse. Because if I'm feeling corrected for this,
right,
how am I going to talk to her about something else or vice versa?
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, and I mean, that honestly, we could do a whole podcast just on that alone.
But what I'm saying is this.
But I agree totally.
Get back. I want to make sure clarify this. When, again, if you're in that 4, 5, 6 years of marriage, those years are incredibly important, because again, those are the place where life has become busy. Kids start getting involved. Your life becomes busy, and the effort that it takes. This kind of hit me, and I know this sounds super simple, but the effort that it takes in marriage changes over the years based on where you're at and your point in your marriage.
Yes.
Where it's at in the beginning and where it's at 5, 6 years, 10, 20, there's changes that happen with that, and you have to stay aware of those changes so that it doesn't become mundane, this is just the way it's going to be. I think that's what we're trying to say. Those are sad thoughts and words that we don't want to see settled in any married couple's heart. This is just the way it's going to be.
Right.
Because that's not the truth. Thankfulness and gratitude, again, are not something that we have to be obligated to. So if you've been trained that way, as Robin said, from childhood, be aware of that. Start taking inventory of that and going, maybe that's how I see my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's been my problem. I've been seeing being grateful and thankful is something I'm obligated to do, rather than that it brings curiosity and keeps me connected to my spouse.
Yeah, that's really good, Ben.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed today.
You've been listening to Marriage and Us with your hosts, Robin Adkins. Stay up to date by following them on Instagram at marriageandus_podcast and on Twitter at marriageandus. Also, hit the follow button so you never miss an episode from your favorite couple.